Hello, it's Wolf.
Hey, is this Steve?
It is indeed.
What's going on, man? I'm reaching out from Management for Theory.
Cool.
Are you all set for this interview with Tyler today?
Ready to go, man.
Cool. Let me grab him on the other line and we can do it.
Sounds good.
Hey, Tyler, we got Steve from the Wolf here.
Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, Tyler Connolly, what's happening with you, bud?
You know, we another day, another $1 million.
That's right, man. Cash and checks all day. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
We're doing a show tonight.
Oh, yeah. Home of the kind Sopranos.
There's probably some coming tonight. I mean, we don't really play in New York City. It's just so we usually just if in New York. We play just outside of New York and just cross the water, the river.
Very cool. Have you seen any good landmarks so far?
No, we had a day off here, and we just, it's just snowing, so we just all just stayed in our hotels. I say it was a day of zilch.
Yeah, I did a lot of shoveling this morning.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah, it's everywhere, man. Even Vancouver has got a dump of snow, which is not, doesn't make any sense.
I heard, like, West Coast California was getting snow.
Yes, I heard that. It was like hailing in L.A. I had it was raining so hard, all the power went out in L.A. I had a friend go and check on my house because it's just like trees falling down and stuff. I don't know. It's going nuts.
Crazy, man. The weather this year has been absolutely bonkers, but you're out there. You're out there on the road. You're coming to town. The new album, Dinosaur, drops on March the 17th. The title track is streaming now to about, let's say, 4 million views out there on your streaming services. The new single, Ambulance, just dropped. I'm really in love with that one. So go check it out online. Also, you guys are coming to Peterborough April the 28th. You're playing the Mem Center, and I can't wait to see you.
Yes. I mean, I can't think of the last time I actually played there.
In Peterborough?
I remember going into your station, though. I think we might have even done an acoustic years ago. I'm going to say like our first 2002.
Well, I'm just going to put the invite out there. If you want to do that on April the 28th, I've got a new studio set up that's all mic'd for an online performance. If you want to come in and do an acoustic day of show.
I always say yes, and then it goes to management, and then they just say no.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll throw it out there, and we'll see what the management thinks. But so you're saying that Dinosaur is probably the most fun album that you've ever made, and you also say that the last couple albums, like Say Nothing, were a little dark. And I went back and I listened to them, and yeah, they were a little dark, especially songs like Medicate, but also it went like triple platinum, so that's a little bit more fun, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't – yeah, I mean – yeah, someone. I did an interview with someone recently, and they said, "Do you think that record was a mistake?" And I was like, "Ouch!" I'm like, "No. I mean, that song I think is almost four times platinum. So, no. I mean, it's like our children. Imagine if someone's like, "You're one of your kids. You like one of your kids less than the other kid?" You're like, "Absolutely." No, I mean, we're kind of back now. Dinosaur is back to kind of this raw sound. It might actually be the rawest kind of rock sound we've done as a band. And so it was a lot of fun because we just got to just play. It was a lot less. There wasn't really any punching in, cutting and pasting. It was just push record live off the floor in a sense, you know, where there is like one song where it was just one take all the way through. That's what you hear is what you get kind of thing. And it just feels really good. Just like a real band.
Absolutely. Now, you did record this over COVID, and you talked about how you had to be, like, spaced out of 10 feet all the time, but still going live off the floor in an amazing studio. Tell me what Sweden's like.
Okay, so, I mean, Scandinavia is the best. I would move there for real if it wasn't so far away. But, I mean, it just seems like it's just such a laid-back mentality. Everyone there is so nice. It's so clean. But yeah, and of course, we were there in, I think, May, so the weather was perfect. And we just had a blast. It was just great just living there for a short period of time, I think about 6 weeks. But yeah, I would recommend it.
Yeah, no doubt. I imagine Sweden's what, like, Americans think Canada's like, cleaner, nicer, friendlier.
Yes. So, yeah, it's exactly that. It's it is kind of this a place that's almost like 20 years from now or something. They figured it out.
Yeah, man.
Not sure what they've done, but they figured it out.
They have figured it out over there, I think. So tell me about the studio, Atlantis Studio, very famous studio. The producer's name, Martin Tarifi?
Yeah.
Yeah, Martin Tarifi. Very famous producer, helped you out. He did Medicaid for you as well?
Yeah, he's done three of our last three records. Yeah, he's a Swedish guy. He bought that studio. He owns a few studios, and that was the famous studio that ABBA actually recorded a ton of their hits in. So we were like, ABBA, that's pretty cool. And then actually, one of the guys from ABBA, I don't remember, it was Bjorn or the guy
Barry.
Came in while we were recording.
I think it was Barry Anderson.
Bernie? I don't know.
I think it's Benny, man.
But Benny. Yeah, he came in while we were recording because he had to put a piano track down for something. And I guess someone called and asked, can Benny come by and play a track? And we said, yeah, you know, come on down, man. Come and play a track. So he came down, ate our snacks. And we were trying to try to finagle him to get him to play piano on something, but he was not having it. He played his thing and then just left. We're like, oh no.
Did I read right that you played Dancing Queen when he walked in?
No, definitely not.
Okay, that's a rumor.
Yeah, no, imagine. Oh, that didn't happen.
When I read something like that that might have alluded to that, I was just thinking of a Theory of a Dead Man cover of Dancing Queen, and my imagination went wild.
Give me a man after midnight, you know, one of those.
I hear you. So the whole band comes out of North Delta, British Columbia, which is a little tiny town just out of, like, in between Surrey and Richmond.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too far from the United States border, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's 10 minutes from the border. So we would always drive down and get gas.
No doubt.
It's just cheaper. Yeah.
What was it like? Was it a rough town, little town, quiet town? Everybody know everybody?
Yeah, it was just total suburbia. You know, like we all lived very close to one another. Like, you know, Dave, I think he was about half a mile from my house, and Dean was like just up on the street. So, you know, we ride bikes over to my house, skateboard. So, yeah, everything was very close.
And what, rehearsing?
Everyone we knew. What's that?
Like rehearsing in garages? How does the band get going after you ride your bikes to everybody's house back in the 90s, I assume?
Yeah, I mean, it would start in someone's bedroom. A friend of mine, his brother had a drum kit in his bedroom, so there'd be like two dudes standing on the bed, one dude in the corner. Like, seriously, it would start in someone's basement, someone's garage. Dave got this, rented this, like, space above this, like, mechanics shop. And then we had, like, three bands rehearsing in that one spot. You go over there, and everyone would be jamming with the lights out. And then you just, like, I just go grab a guitar and join in the next song. It was great. Like, everyone knew it was in a band. And I think we were all hoping one of us would kind of make it, you know, and we were always kind of rooting for one another, which is really cool.
Was there a name change before Theory of a Dead Man?
Yeah, I mean, we went through a bunch of names.
Oh, I love aborted band names. Please hit me with them.
I mean, I'm trying to think of, we had this one band name called Enzo, and it was like named after this friend of ours who was Italian. His name was Enzo. We're like, that's a cool name for band, Enzo. And then Dean had a Pennzoil sticker on his bass, and he just cut it up so it just said Enzo. We had that for a while, but honestly, like, I think we had no band name for a bit. We just wrote and jammed. We never played any shows. And then we finally fell on Theory of the Dead Man, and that stuck.
So how do you get discovered? Is it from doing the live gigs where you played on the radio and somebody heard it? I know Chad Kruger had a lot to do with the early beginnings of getting you signed to Roadrunner. How does that all kind of get going and started?
It was a demo. So I built a little studio in my basement, and I would record bands there. I recorded this one dude who was kind of like his folk singer, and then like It's one band called Goat's Blood.
Nice.
They came, a full metal band came. So I would kind of became like an engineer producer guy at an early age. And I would track friends' bands in my basement. And so then while I was doing this, I was just tracking some theory stuff at the same time. I would just go run in there and play an instrument and run back into the control room and push stuff. And then, yeah, and that got to Chad, who was dating, who was actually the Higher Remind Me girl at the time.
Right.
And she was like, check this band out. And he did. And he called me one night and was like, hey, man, I'm starting a label. It's called 604 Records or whatever. And I want to put you guys on it. And we're like, let's do it. So literally went it to that night. Me and Dean and I think went over to the drummer of Default's house and Danny. And we just jammed like three songs. And the next morning we went into the studio and tracked three songs, the demo, and that was the demo that got us our record deal.
And the rest is history. You guys hit with your self-titled in 2002, and you guys just took over. Do you remember the first time hearing yourself on the radio? Where were you? What station was it?
Yeah, it was C-Fox in Vancouver. It was Invisible Man. They had the, I think it was called like the Drive at 5 or something. At 5 o'clock, they played the top five songs of the day. Top five requested songs of the day. And I remember Invisible Man because it was on the Spider-Man soundtrack. I remember like that being the most requested song for quite a few days. And I was just like at home with my dad. I lived with my dad. And so every 5 o'clock we would listen to see who was number one. That's a pretty cool moment. Just to be able to share that with my dad, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Absolutely, man. So let's talk about the upcoming record. There's a COVID breakup song on this record?
Yeah, Stuck. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, so how'd you come up with that idea? You didn't go through a breakup during COVID, did you?
No, but I mean, it's obviously a take on a cover of the Bill Withers hit, just the two of us.
Okay.
And I just was one day singing that song, and I was like, this would be a great breakup song, and I just changed the lyrics. We couldn't make it if we tried. and so it just kind of went from there, and I thought because it was COVID, I'm like, would it be great to make a great breakup song about being stuck inside with someone. You can't leave. You can't go anywhere. You can't move out. There's nowhere to go. You're stuck with them. And it goes from being, you know, in love to by the end, you just want to throw dishes at the wall and stuff like that. So, and so I love the song. I think it's really good. And I think it's our next single, to be honest. So I'm excited for people to hear that. I think you can stream it now.
Can you? I don't know. I looked for it. I couldn't find it yesterday, but I'll look for it again. Again, the new album, Dinosaur, drops on March the 17th. The title track is streaming right now. It's got about 4 million views. Ambulance is out now, and Theory of a Dead Man is coming to Peterborough on April the 28th. Our time has come to an end, Tyler Connolly. But again, I'm putting that invitation out there. Put it to your management. If you want to come in and do an acoustic, I got some good equipment here. We can make a cool video. Thank you very much for your time, brother.
You got it, man.
Have yourself a great day.
You too.
Bye.
All right.